Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In 2014, a failed stand-up comic entered a contest called The Hunt for the Host. He did not win. Later, he was joined by an underperforming Oregon State fullback with a community college degree. These men, neither having earned the position and possessing no real skills, continue on as radio personalities. If you have nothing better to do on a Saturday morning, and if you can find them, maybe you can hear The Sinner and the Saint. Starring Luke Anderson.
We got a lot of gentlemen's clubs. How do you like those? Oh, hey, everybody.
Mickey Mouse, no.
It is now. Devolved into that.
And Will Darkins.
Ear or eye?
Where do you want it?
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is hour two. If you missed anything from hour one, there's a podcast available after we're done with this little broadcast here. You can find that at 1080thefan.com. It's also on Twitter, at Sinner Saint, at 1080thefan, at Sinner Saint 1080.
It's on everything. It's on Periscope, too.
Is it? Is it on TikTok?
No, it's not on TikTok yet.
Is that still a thing that you're trying to get going?
Still a thing.
No, that you're trying to get going. So for those that don't know, Will Darkins, when he's not co-hosting this show, is also in charge of all lip-sync-related material that comes out of any of the Entercom radio stations. So, what's that? All lip syncing videos are your domain.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people know that. That's what you do for your 9 to 5.
I didn't know that.
It's lip sync videos.
Just lip syncing. Have you been on TikTok?
No, you warned me against it. You said that you were trying to sell it to everybody, and then it was just underage girls dancing in their underwear.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say 30% was that.
Okay.
And then you had like 70% of some pretty funny stuff.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Maybe I'll check out the pretty funny stuff. That seems worth
pretty good.
Bunch of pretty good stuff.
ESPN's got it.
Yeah?
So there's the WAPO, USA Today. Everybody's jumping on it. It's just like it's a little too hot right now.
Do you subscribe? You just subscribe to the Washington Post?
I do.
I need to get a password on that. I don't read enough articles to have a full subscription on it, but every once in a while they have good sports commentary, I think. But I've exceeded all of my free views.
Yeah.
I just also this week ran out of views on the LA Times, but the LA Times doesn't go as in depth. So I can get the same information from Twitter. I'll just be like, oh, there's a headline that LA Times. I can't get in there. I'll just type in what I want to see, because usually it's only the first paragraph of an LA Times article. But the WAPO goes deep,
yeah,
time to time. So
we got to get you on TikTok, though.
Yeah, well, I'll be happy to do it.
I think you'd be a superstar on it.
Well, let's you and I put together some content for TikTok following this show. Maybe we'll start doing our pre-show TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we could reach a new audience with it.
I'm down for that. I wanted to get you...
Are you?
Yeah. Yes, of course I am. Of course. That was not a throwaway line.
Okay, I don't know.
I did not just go, yeah, word.
Sure.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah. Okay, we will do that coming up.
That's definitely a thing we'll do. But right now, let's do something else.
Probably the best throwaway line. I do my best. Either we will do that.
Yeah, that's it.
Or, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. But on a different, entirely different topic. We were talking last week about the two big games against the Pelicans and the Memphis Grizzlies before the All-Star break for the Blazers. So,
oh, right. The big games.
This is a point in the show where Blazers super fan Will Darkins just screams at you, people that are listening here in Portland. those were two
just getting ready.
Spectacularly disappointing losses. And then, of course, at the end of the Memphis game, torn groin or pulled groin. Not torn.
Oof, don't say torn.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. As a guy who has torn his groin,
yeah,
you don't want it.
You don't want
none of that. I will take a punch to the face before a tear in the groin.
Damian Lillard out 1 to 2 weeks, missing the All-Star activities.
Serious groin issues.
Minus, I thought Dylan Brooks was going to come in and take his spot at the halftime show too, but apparently Damian Lillard will be performing at halftime as Dame Dala. But no three-point contest, no All-Star game participation.
So, like, will he move around on stage then?
I wonder.
He's got a, like, he's got a strained groin. And I know that I was kind of joking a couple minutes ago, but I'm serious. Groin injuries right next to turf toe are one of the most infuriating injuries ever.
Yeah.
Because if it's strained, not torn, you really can't do anything worse to it. It's just going to continue to hurt and hurt and hurt
and
more.
And it won't get better.
It will never get better unless you just stay off of it. Turf toe's the same way. You just have to stay off of it. Otherwise, it's going to be very painful. Like, is he just going to stand there and rap?
Can I tell you what I hope? That he rolls out in a Rascal scooter.
Or like the thing the athletes do, the little scoot-scoot, the leg-up scoot-scoot.
Oh, yeah.
You seen those?
Yeah,
neon scooter?
But the scoot-scoot's not going to help him out. What if he would it? It wouldn't aggravate his groin if he went on, like, the hoverboard.
Oh, like the little thing. And then, like, the pole was extended up to have his mic there. And he was just hovering around people.
He has, like, the full-on, what are the Segway?
Yeah.
It's a Segway with a mic stand on it. Just rapping, rolling around.
Back and forth.
Oh, that would be pretty fantastic.
And then he had backup dancers that were just around the Segway.
You know what?
Booty shaking.
I want Dame Dala on a Rascal scooter. That's what I want. Where he's just using the controls.
But, like, really, though, he's not, how is he going to move?
I don't know. Are you
like, he can't play basketball. So how is he going to move around on stage?
I've not seen, maybe we should pull up some video of Dame Dala in concert and see what kind of stage presence dude has. I imagine it's dynamic.
He's a rapper. He walks around and raps and points at people, and you got to walk a little.
Yeah.
You got to do something. You're not Frank Sinatra. You don't just sit there drunk, you know, mumbling.
Oh, and the mumbles, the drunk part, that's fair. But, I mean, I'm not going to say anything about that. But he's not Bob Dylan. That guy mumbles.
Bob Dylan's a saint. How dare you?
You ever seen him live? Because I have. And I knew the songs and didn't understand a word. I'm like, I think this is...
That's what Sook said, too.
I could not understand a single word dude said.
Yeah. Sook said that was the... I remember that episode.
Oh, so if I say it, it doesn't care any weight. But, like, oh, Sook said it. I'm telling you right now. Don't need to call in. Oh, but Sook also said it, so now it's...
I need sources.
I'm sourcing it.
I need secondary sources.
Okay, that's fair. You're just done with the Blazers season?
I don't know. I mean, does anyone really care? I don't really know. Like, does anyone really care out there?
5-5-305 is a fan text line. Yeah. Do you really care? They're four games back of Memphis for the eighth spot.
And I love how everybody's framing that, too. It's just four games. Like,
and you probably won't have Dame back until, at the earliest, the fourth game after the All-Star break. Mm. So you'll miss the 21st is the first game back. They're playing against the Pelicans. Then I think they have Patsy, then the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely a good idea if you are four games back to rush your superstar back so you could possibly get it's just time to close it up.
Close shop up.
I mean, really, there is...
Board up the 50th anniversary season.
Yes.
Don't worry about anything else.
But really, though, think about it. Like, you are four games back from Memphis.
Yeah.
You are four games back from. Memphis Grizzlies, who Andre Iguodala didn't want to play for.
Yeah, but here's the other thing that you have to keep in mind, that sitting somewhere in the middle of the back end of the Western Conference playoffs are the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
A month from Chris Paul missing the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start to regress after he, you know, has that injury that inevitably ruins whatever hope that fans had for Chris Paul, right? So they'll probably fall off the map.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that.
Really happens every year. It's like clockwork. Sometimes he waits till the playoffs, but usually.
Let's just look at the rest of the schedule here.
Sure.
So you got New Orleans coming up, then you got Detroit. So you got two nice, I don't want to call them easy games because you'll probably lose one of them.
Yeah.
But then you have Boston, the Pacers, Atlanta, who are kind of difficult, Orlando, who's your equal. Then you go through a little bit of an easy stretch. I guess I look at this and I just kind of go, do you really want to try to make the playoffs at this point when it's been proven through all these other really good teams that you've been playing that you're not good enough to really be in that caliber? You're just not. And that CJ McCollum kind of sucks now, and that you were really stupid not utilizing him as trade bait when it came to the deadline, because now you're stuck with this huge contract for a guy who really should be shooting a lot, but doesn't. And then when he does shoot, he's not that good. I mean, these are really deep problems this team is facing right now.
Well,
they're serious, deep problems to the development of the team, and also to the development of a superstar who's in his prime. Who I know I say this a lot, and it's a broken record, but the clock is ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
It really is. I know he signed a 5-year contract, but if something like this happens to him again next year and you have the same type of roster that you put out there this time, which, by the way, no one wants to come here. No free agents want to come here. Carmelo Anthony came here because he had no other options.
The other thing that was reported this week, right now, no timetable for Nurkic's return. Well, I mean, a lot of people,
right, because he re-aggravated it, right?
Yeah, a lot of people were hanging their hat on it. So Nurkic remains without a firm return timetable. That's Jamie Hudson reporting that for NBC Sports Northwest. So prior to the game against the Heat, Terry Stotts was asked about it, and they just said, he had a calf strain following the fracture leg, and there's no timetable for anything.
This is a clear sign that you need to start making overhaul changes. And this is very similar to what was going on with Nate McMillan towards his last year. Your players start to get hurt. People start to lose faith in the team, and you need to start to just move on. And you need to say to Neil O'Shea, thank you for everything you've done. We need to move on from you. You have not taken big enough risks. I don't want to hear about this crap that we tried, because honestly, if you're trying hard enough and if you build up Damian Lillard enough as this superstar free agent that everybody wants, or not free agent, but superstar player that everybody wants to play with, but nobody's coming to play with him, I don't believe it. So you need to get rid of him, and you need to consider getting rid of Stotts too.
Fan text line very succinctly, time for tanking.
Yeah, and you might be even too late on that, because I don't know how far you can drop before you actually get a good player.
Do we
have a lot of picks or a lot of assets coming up
and
here?
Golden State will end up with the first overall pick, and then they will get back Steph and Clay. Yeah.
And James Wiseman.
Well, they'll add James Wiseman. Yeah. They already added Andrew Wiggins, who for the first time in his career will get to be like the fourth option and will be great at it. And
Draymond Green. Draymond Green can make up for all the defense that Wiseman won't be able to play in his rookie year.
Barf.
So, yeah.
Stupid NBA.
I think this is just a weird time. This really does remind me of the end of Nate McMillan's coaching.
Yeah.
Is that they went through this really good stretch where they were competitive, they were in the playoffs, whatever. And then it just got to a breaking point where it was like, we cannot get any better. We probably can't get any worse. We're going nowhere. We need to move on. And I think that's where they are right now. And it's nothing against Terry Stotts. He's a good coach. It's just these things happen.
And it's hard to win, dude.
Yes.
It's very hard to win. It's very difficult to win. You have to get the right formula, let somebody else take a crack at figuring out the combination.
Yeah. Dwayne Casey, great example on the East Coast. Yeah. I mean, you know, you coach your team, you win coach of the year, and you know, you're the number one seed, whatever. You got to move on.
Nick Nurse wins a championship. What you want to do is just make sure you re-sign Carmelo and then build around him. That's all I'm asking.
Where does he play next year? He's not playing here, I mean.
Europe?
Yikes.
Let's move on from that. Baseball season. Pitchers, catchers reported. We've got plenty of controversy swirling around your Houston Astros. What we do to talk about baseball, because Will hates it so much, is we bring in super fan and the on-field MC last season for the Hillsboro Hops. Hopefully she's back again this year. But she's back with us regardless. Jen Ellis joining us next. We're going to talk some baseball, what to expect for this upcoming season, and what lingers from the cheating scandal. That is all next. Sinner and Saint, 1080 The Fan. Baseball is right around the corner, and we bring back in to join us to talk some diamond, what do we call it? Jen's Diamonds.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Ooh, fancy.
Jen Ellis returns Jen is one of our coworkers here at Entercom Portland. She's also a huge Oakland A's fan.
Yes.
You had a fun A's moment this winter.
Oh, my gosh.
You told me this story. You ran to find me one day
I was glowing for days. I get more starstruck when I meet baseball players than I do anybody else. But randomly, I was in the Phoenix airport in January. And my parents had their 50th wedding anniversary, so went there to celebrate that with them. And I was on my way back, and I'm sitting there at the airport waiting at my gate, and I look up, and this guy walks up in just a regular polo shirt with a little rolly suitcase. And I was like, holy crap, that's Bob Melvin. Like, in my mind, I'm going, oh, my God, that's be. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. My heart starts thumping really fast, and I go, Bob. Like I know him, you know, and like he knows me. He looks at me and I said,
if he whipped his head around and went, Jen,
I know, I'd have been like, yes, of course. And of course, you know, like I turned so dumb at that moment. I didn't know what to say or anything. And I just go, go A's, you know, and he's like, oh, you're an A's fan. Yeah, yeah, I am. You know, and he asked me if I lived in Phoenix, and, you know, I just kind of chatted with him for 1 second, and I couldn't think of anything to say to him other than like, go A's. I'm like, such a dork. So,
isn't that just
but
a
I should have been
moment.
Like, hey, I co-host a baseball segment on the sports radio station in Portland.
You should have.
I know, but yeah, like I said, I was completely starstruck and my knees were like knocking together. I'm like, ah.
Well, professionally, yeah. I'm terribly disappointed in you because had you handled that better, we'd have Bob Melvin on the phone right now.
I know.
For our very professional baseball segment that we do.
Yes, exactly.
Week, so. Disappointing.
I know. I'm such a disappointment. But but if I had known then what I know now, think of all the questions that I should have asked him about all of this cheating scandal and all the stuff that's been going on this offseason. It's like a soap opera. And I kept saying, oh, there should be a movie made of this. Someone's missing the mark here. And then suddenly I see a headline yesterday that says Astros cheating scandal podcast and television series in the works.
Yeah. Yes. Somebody's going to give it the Netflix documentary treatment.
Oh man. Yeah. That's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
It'll be called Fires Island.
That'd be good. Yeah. Anybody? Nice. Wah, wah. I know Will's like, huh? It's Mike Fires is
You've been following,
you've been hearing it. Okay. Okay. I just wanted to know.
You are almost giddy talking about the scandal. And,
yeah,
and there's
so
an
much
element
fun.
Of it that, yeah, because we get angry and people have to, you know, put in their two cents about what should happen. But
yes.
Scandal is kind of fun, isn't
it? I know.
It?
It's really fun to watch. And it's like every day there's something new and it gets so exciting. And it really is. I mean, it's like the greatest soap opera ever, you know.
What have some of your highlights been then? It's funny, you are by far the most excited. Like this is a different emotion than most people have around this. What are your highlights so far of the Astros cheating scandal?
I know the thing that just is so, I think, was so troubling at first, and probably for a lot of people too, a lot of fans at least, is that, and we've talked about this before, how so many guys on the Astros team were so likable. I mean, just like everybody loved Altuve. Everybody loved Correa. Everybody loved George Springer. I mean, these guys are just adorable and likable and great in the community. And, you know, and then all of a sudden you find out that they've been cheating and you're like, oh my gosh, I suddenly really want to root against them and boo them. And I you know, that's what's been so kind of crazy and upside downy for me. It's like, oh my God, I used to love these guys.
Yeah.
And we've said it before, like back in the day, they couldn't buy a win. And then all of a sudden they started winning. And it's like, oh, they did quote unquote buy wins.
Yeah. They had the rags to riches story. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they did have really likable players.
Mm-hmm.
How hooked on that press conference were you?
Oh my gosh. That was the stupidest thing ever. It was so ridiculous. It's like, let me read a comment that my publicist told me to read. Thank you, Jim. I am Alex Bregman. We are sorry for what happened. And then, I mean, like the total of the apology was less than 2 minutes long for both players, for Altuve and Bregman.
Well, and then Crane comes up and he just, I don't think it really gave us an advantage.
Yeah, if
then
it doesn't,
why'd you do it?
Yeah, exactly. Why did you do it if it didn't give you an advantage?
Proving once again, baseball might be the worst organization at handling scandal and controversy ever. It's funny because, Mike Fiers was kind of demonized a little
bit.
Yeah,
at the beginning.
For going to the media instead of, well, if this was really what was going on, why didn't he go to baseball?
Behind closed doors, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Now we find out that they did. The A's, in fact, the A's organization did go to MLB before Mike Fiers put his name to it. Nothing happened. And, you know, I mean, Trevor Bauer has been saying it. A lot of players have been saying it now. Like, well, hey, look what happened now, because everybody was complaining. Everybody knew they were cheating and they had been complaining to MLB and nothing would happen because nobody put their name to it. And then as soon as Fiers said, yep, absolutely, this was happening.
Yeah.
Then everybody took it seriously, and here we are.
And Trevor Bauer, you're kind of upset with him because the way that he's been speaking in the media on this topic has almost made him likable for you.
Yes,
which you're actually
I'm like, oh man, I almost like Trevor Bauer now.
Well, he had a really good piece in the Players Tribune,
and
he
kind of
talked
about
how he was kind of always been kind of this guy caught between two worlds, because he's been, if you don't know who Trevor Bauer is, a very outspoken pitcher in Major League Baseball, but he was always the guy that was half nerd, half jock, so he never fit fully into the baseball world, never really fit fully into the nerd world,
because he was spent a lot of time on his own, and he
made a decision at some point where he's just like, I'm just gonna speak my mind, I don't care what people think, I don't have a bunch of friends anyways, I hang out with my dad and check baseballs, he's kind of doubling down on the Astros cheating, not only saying that he's been claiming they're cheating, he still thinks that there is something fishy
going on with the balls
about their about the spin rate on their from their pitching staff. He thinks that there's something that they've done to, whether it's a foreign substance or whatever. He said that since 2012, he has been very aware of the effect spin rate has on his own throws.
Yes, exactly.
And all of a sudden, every pitcher that goes to the Astros
suddenly.
So he thinks that not only were they cheating when they were at the plate, but they were also cheating somehow in their pitching staff. And he thinks that that may still come out, and he'd like to see an investigation of that. How great would that be if you find out not only were the hitters cheating, but also the pitching staff was cheating?
Well, you know, now, you know, I mean, like, it does, it seems so suspicious the way they're just sidestepping everything. And, you know, I mean, I know they can't say much, you know, and the players were given immunity, et cetera, but, you know, Justin Verlander's comments. I mean, just, you know, he used to be so outspoken about the rules and people breaking the rules. And now suddenly he's like, what?
Yeah. Well, and one of the other things that happens is we always reference back to the steroid era.
Right.
And how, well, technically they weren't cheating because there weren't rules against it. But it just shows what baseball does. If it's true that in the middle of the 2000 season, there were multiple reports from players to Major League Baseball that the Astros were using some sort of technology to steal signs or were stealing signs at a higher rate than anybody else. And you can see that the effects of whatever they were doing actually were diminished because they started making more effort to hide their signs and whatever.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
If all of that is true and baseball and Rob Manfred just swept that under the rug, that's the reason that this has blown up bigger than it is. Because if it happened mid-season, they went, all right, hey, these guys are cheating. We're going to penalize them in some fashion right now in the middle of the season. The reason steroids were such a big deal is it was pretty obvious for a very long time that was something going on in baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but people were watching. Yeah. We had these home run races.
Yeah,
look
at
Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. They're getting a ton of people to watch.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden a mutant Barry Bonds shows up
and
starts raking home runs. Yep. And they're like, well, we almost got to 80. Maybe we should do something. And then you have to go through and comb through a decade of cheating. We're going through back 2 years now to the 2017 season. And Will and I were talking about this before the show, but it's like, do you think they were using buzzers?
Yeah.
Nobody penalized them for 2 years. They kept getting more and more elaborate.
They get more and more advanced.
Everything you hear just goes, everything that anybody says about how the Astros cheated, I believe now is true. Because,
absolutely.
Of course, why would you stop if you're getting away with it?
Yeah.
Here's your World Series trophy. Here's all this money for re-signing with our team. Congratulations on whatever you're doing to be so great. Keep doing it and keep getting better at it.
Yep.
And we'll eventually catch up and penalize you if somebody says something.
Maybe.
But don't worry about that right now. And then you go back through 2 years of it just escalating and no penalties and everything. And now
the floodgates are open and all these former players are coming forward. And, you know, I mean,
I want to look ahead because going into this season, it's going to be icy and dicey. And I've got some comments from players and I want to get your thoughts on it, but we need to go.
I just want to comment on it when we come back.
I can't wait.
Will's hot thoughts.
Well, it's funny that two baseball fans didn't mention a word that needed to be mentioned, an entire segment about cheating.
Well, we've got another segment about cheating, so we'll do it.
But I thought we were looking ahead.
We're going.
Yeah. That's what the next segment is, duh.
After this.
You said like you didn't want to talk about more cheating.
We'll talk about after this Sports Center update. Before you and I get into the season ahead, apparently we omitted something from our the Astros are huge cheaters and your take that, which I actually kind of like, that this is kind of fun. At least we have a scandal.
Yeah.
It's soap opera plus baseball, which I guess we don't always get, so that's kind of fun. Will, what did we miss in our quick recap of what's going on with the Astros and how terrible they are?
Who's getting banned for life?
Oh, yeah, Pete Rose.
So nobody in this situation is getting banned for life?
Which is so dumb because that was, I think, the very first thing that Luke and I talked about when this all broke. It's like, banned for life. They should be banned for life.
Yeah, and I understand that if you if you try to do something with the Players Association, but Isaac and I were talking about this yesterday when I was on primetime, is that...
Ooh, primetime.
I know.
Oh, I'm so fancy.
I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah. What Isaac was saying, and I tend to agree with this, is that there's a Pandora's box that will be opened if you start going with penalties on players that kind of go to, I mean, right now there's no penalties for players. So if you penalize players, I think that you open it up and go, all right, well, here's what the Indians were doing, and here's what the Twins were doing, and here's, and all of a sudden you have all the cheating scandals and all the finger pointing that goes on, and baseball just gets turned upside down. Yep. Well, it's like, well, it turns out everybody was cheating, so now we can't penalize anybody, and you end up having to backtrack. I think baseball knows that just under the surface, there is all of this other information that you don't want to come out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think.
But, I mean, you are right. You're absolutely right. Like, the main guys, I believe, should definitely, I mean, it stinks that they're only, you know, suspended for a year. You know,
no, they need to be banned for life.
Yeah, they,
and the whole Pandora's box thing can easily be solved with show me hard proof.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah,
they cheated. Okay, cool. You know, well, we have them on camera banging a trash can. We have video evidence of somebody wearing a buzzer. If you could produce that, yes, we'll ban them for life.
Yes,
and
I
hey,
agree.
Baseball, you're such a pure sport. You're something that likes to throw... you know, your purity in everybody's face about
it. No. I would totally
disagree
with that.
Bring your kids on out to the baseball game. Teach them about ethics.
I see. I 100. You bring that up all the time. Baseball does not sit on its purity high horse.
No.
Oh, hell yes, it does. Dude, somebody threw a bat and everyone freaked out.
The Black Sox scandals go back and Ty Cobb in the Hall of Fame.
Yes,
and you brought
up
Babe Ruth already. Dude, baseball is anything but pure.
And not to mention about purity, in 1972, I believe, two Yankees pitchers completely swapped wives and families. I mean, you know.
No,
it's not about the actions. It's about what baseball attempts to show to people, which is we're a game of integrity and rules and about tradition. It's about integrity, rules, and tradition.
No.
And over again. Well, if that's not the case, you're fooling a whole bunch of people over the age of 60 because that's what they do believe.
Now,
and that's why they hold on to this game.
I think tradition, yes, but I think the idea that baseball is somehow without scandal and without controversy is completely off the mark.
So you don't think that this makes this sport just almost irreparable?
Like, no,
I don't think irreparable.
The fact
that
you're going to have a bunch of players who are known cheaters go up to the plate and get hit in the head.
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because will happen.
Well, this speaks against your parity thing, and that's why I wanted to talk about the future. So Alex Wood, pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, his comments, I think, are add more to the twist.
Right.
Exactly what you're saying. He said somebody will take it into their own hands, and he's suggesting that people are going to be throwing heaters at the brains of these guys.
Right.
He goes, and they will get suspended more games than any of those guys for the biggest cheating scandal in 100 years. It's pretty ironic when that happens because I'm sure that's how it will end up playing out. You're exactly right.
Absolutely.
But that's another thing. It's one of the unwritten rules is, we're going to start beating guys.
Yeah.
We know that that's what's coming. So like, I don't think that's
a little too close to the plate. I might as well just hit you.
I feel like you need to, as baseball, get some control. Mm-hmm. And I hate to compare it to the NFL in a way, but I always say this about the NFL. It's awful. It's really terrible, but they're really consistent.
They are. Yeah.
They're incredibly consistent about what they care about and what they don't care about. Major League Baseball is so pathetic in a way that it just chases moving cars. It goes, oh, all these people cheated, but oh, those players don't like it. Okay, well, we'll keep the Players Association very happy, but there's a bunch of pissed off owners and they give me money and oh, what do we do? So they're very reactionary in everything that they do. And everything that's happened with Pete Rose and him wanting to be reinstated and then getting denied by Rob Manfred, it makes it worse.
Well, but they're also super slow to react too, though. Yeah. I mean, they didn't do anything until this went to the media. They don't want to step ahead of anything. Because had this happened in 2017, before the Astros won a World Series, if there were reports on it, we wouldn't be where we're at now. But baseball just kind of sits there and just goes, all right, let's not do anything. Yeah. Let's kind of see how this plays out. And then they lose control of the whole situation. Mm-hmm. The other story this week is, let's look for another known cheater. Oh, A-Rod. Was he suspended 80 games or was
something
it
like that?
Season for the Biogenesis scandal?
Yes.
He might end up being the owner of the New York Mets.
Right.
He is listed as one of the guys that's potentially in the ownership group for the New York Mets. So that guy finished his career in scandal.
Yeah.
Is now a commentator and is talking about baseball during the World Series. Funny they didn't go to ask him about the cheating scandal.
Right.
Weird.
Ooh,
weird.
Wonder why.
So what's the problem with banning a lot of players from baseball for life?
The problem is the precedent that you set then becomes that you can go after these players for it, and you basically disrupt the Players Association. If you piss them off, that's your workforce. And then you're going to end up having a fight where everybody on the in the Players Association has to back up a guy that they don't respect because they know he's a cheater. So you create this war, and then you end up without baseball. They missed the 94 World Series. They've had problems like this before, but you don't want to create this big fight, players against owners. I think that's the big problem with it. Pete Rose was a manager when he was banned for life. He wasn't a player.
Yeah, he wasn't a player at the time.
I understand that and everything. It's just that, you know, the players kind of aren't in any place to talk because they're all doing it.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So
you can't ban everybody.
I mean, couldn't you just ban a whole team?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could, but
I think you could ban a whole team and then you could have everybody else collectively go, good, they're gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just forget about this.
Forget those
cancel
guys.
The Astros
cancel the Astros
give them
altogether.
Death penalty,
like
SMU.
Why not?
I don't know.
This is one of the most egregious things to ever happen in all of sports, right?
That would be awesome. Yeah. If what if that happened? Well, that would be cool.
You cheated to win a World Series.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
So did the Black Sox.
Yeah.
And all those guys got the lifetime ban too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love how the headline for Carlos Beltran was like, Carlos Beltran cheating scandal may hurt his Hall of Fame chances. It's like, no, it should never let him be in the Hall of Fame. Like he should be ineligible.
I think this speaks again to what does baseball want to say to its fans and what does it want to make itself appear as to the general public?
Yeah.
Well, and right now, to a general public,
the Astros are the villain going into the 2020 season. And it's fun to have a villain.
They're the villain,
against.
But the bigger villain is, in fact, Major League Baseball.
That's
the fact that they just kind of go,
I know it would be great. And I, you know, a lot of players are sounding off saying that, you know, the Astros didn't, you know, they got off, they just skated by and, you know, it would be so great. Who knows? Why won't they?
So
I mean,
is
that
it
would
really
be
something where they're thinking ahead and saying, well, we don't want to hurt them because all these other players might come out and you'll cause a snowball effect. I mean, is that really it? Or is there something else going on here where there's special treatment to the Astros because you have a bunch of young players that resonate with younger fans who you might bring in more younger fans who you can actually keep baseball going instead of filling up stadiums 30% That's generous. 10% on Tuesdays.
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where my head went with the narrative was like, why are they protecting these guys?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know. It's ridiculous,
it seems kind of weird. Yeah. You're protecting a whole bunch of really young guys who were all up and comers that got predicted as World Series champions on a magazine cover 2 years before it happened or 3 years or whatever.
Exactly.
And they resonated with a bunch of young fans who wanted to be like them.
I know. They were great. I loved them, like I said. And I see that there's a hotkey over here for a fart on the
screen. Go for it, man. Touch it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to
touch
the fart.
Please, do it. It's touch screen.
Not touching the fart.
Do it.
There it goes.
Do it. Touch all the farts.
Yeah, rim shot fart.
Rim fart, yeah.
Rim fart. Okay.
Is there a more anticipated opening pitch?
Mm-hmm.
Than the first at-bat for the Astros this season.
Yes. No. I can't wait. And, you know, so if Mike Fiers is if he's the A's opening day pitcher at home, his second time in the rotation will be against the Astros at home, and that will be amazing. It will be so much fun to watch, and I bet you the Coliseum will be sold out.
Do you know who the Astros opening day opponent is?
The Angels?
No, it appears to be. If I have this correct here.
The Mariners.
It is the Angels. Bummer. I was hoping it was the Dodgers. The Dodgers, of course, are the team that lost in the World Series to the it is the Angels. So
I do in fact love the lawsuits that are coming out too. Those
I know,
are funny.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's fun
that
to
guy,
watch.
Who's the Bolsinger. Pitcher who
Yeah, Bolsinger. Yeah. You know, I mean
there is the element of if you're looking for entertainment value from your sports. There's an element of like, this is kind of a disaster, but what do we do when we see a car wreck on the road? Everybody slows down and
looks.
They turn and look.
It is a dumpster fire that you can't stop watching. And for, you know, a sport that everybody says is boring, this is pretty exciting and it's been really fun and they haven't even played a game yet this year.
If all publicity is good publicity, then go baseball.
So do you think in the long run they could maybe avoid the long exposure that's going to result from this if they just ban a bunch of players?
That would be so great. I think it would be awesome.
And then you'd have the court battles.
Because,
isn't
that the case that happened with steroids, right? Like, everybody felt like the MLB was enabling them, and it made this really long-lasting scar that really only in the past, I would say, 5 years, people got over.
Yeah.
This is going to be the same thing. The 2020s will be scarred by this.
I will be, but I wonder if baseball... And the answer is no, but they have an opportunity to get a lot of new eyeballs. People are going to pay attention at the start of this baseball season. Will baseball do anything to take advantage of that? Probably not. But we are talking about Major League Baseball. Since this scandal has happened, it dominated the NFL playoff news for a lot of time. Yeah. And will baseball capitalize? Of course they won't, because that's not what they're good at. But at least at the beginning of the season, people are going to tune into Astros games, because like you said, now there's a villain. There's a reason to be interested that is not just what happens between balls and strikes.
Yes.
Right, but if that thing happens, how many times over? How many games are in a baseball season?
162, my friend.
That's right.
I can't wait to watch the Astros get hit 162 times.
How many batters in a row to start the season should be beaned for the Astros?
Oh, it won't, Matt. None of them are going to do it. I mean, they all talk about it. That's the other thing with baseball. They're all talk, dude. They're going to get beamed. Nobody's going to beam them.
Dude.
Maybe one guy, instigate it.
The first batter needs to be beamed.
Yeah, he won't, though. He just won't. It's not going to happen.
Somebody will. I guarantee you someone's going to get hit.
I think if an Astros player instigates it, yes, it will happen. But I think you're just going to see a bunch of Astros players come out there with their heads down like, okay.
No.
Fan text line has the name. If it does happen, there will be a Plunk Fest tour for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Plunk Fest 2020.
Yeah.
Join the Astros party right now. Good name. Whoever threw that in on the fan
Plunk
text
Fest.
Line.
That's good.
Plunk Fest.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm in for it. All in for Plunkfest. Jen,
yes,
thank you very much. We will talk baseball with you all year. I look forward to it. Let's put a bow on the show. We will do What to Watch and send you everybody into your... Hopefully everybody gets a long weekend for President's Day. We'll do that next. Sinner and Saint, 1080 The Fan.
Which is the most exciting matchup in the field of competition? Which game will leave you kicking yourself if you miss it? Which channel should you switch to when the sporting day is gone? Welcome to America's most exciting sports talk radio show segment. It's time for What to Watch.
presented by Encore Audio Video. Now hear this. Whether you're looking for a new TV or a custom home theater, start at Encore Showroom at 14th and Everett in the Pearl. Now our expert panel, avid television viewer Will Darkins, and increasingly out-of-touch father of twin girls, Luke Anderson, are here to tell you what to watch. Literally, it's What to Watch on The Sinner and the Saint on 1080 The Fan.
All right, final segment, wrapping this bad boy up. Jen was having so much fun talking cheating scandal and getting ready for baseball season. Mm-hmm. She's going to stick around with us for What to Watch, but I'll throw it to you first, as I always do, Will. It's All-Star Weekend. What are you watching this weekend?
Dame Dalla.
Dame Dalla. You looking for the halftime show? Mm-hmm. I want him to come out on a Rascal scooter so bad.
Rascal. Crutches.
Segway.
Knee scooter. Those things.
You don't need a knee scooter for a strained groin. I'm not going to save you any effort.
Maybe it's the opposite groin.
Yeah, there you go. Whichever one helps.
Yeah, Dame Dalla, man. I don't know. The All-Star game is always kind of entertaining. Well, actually, let me rephrase. Tonight is always entertaining to me.
You have
Sunday is kind of always like...
Well, they have the new rules in place.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, all those guys, you get the break, and this game is supposed to be like, hey, dude, take it easy. Like, I'm trying to rest over here. The Saturday night stuff's awesome because the skills challenge is always fun. The dunk contest is always kind of interesting. And then the three-point contest is always... good, but you know, that's the NBA does their all-star thing like all other professional sports leagues do better than I think than anybody else, because they make it more about the event than they do the actual play, because they understand nobody's going to really try hard, they're just going to have some fun.
Aaron Gordon, Derek Jones Jr., Pat Connaughton, and Dwight Howard in the dunk contest. Who you got?
Dwight Howard, I was surprised to see he was on there.
Kind of a resurgent season for them. He's been pretty okay.
Is he still as athletic as he was back then?
I don't know. He's still almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I heard that, and I was stoked at first, and then I was like, well, wait a minute. That was like, how many years ago was that? Yeah, like 17?
Last time he's been in dunk contest, I think, was just to stand there while somebody jumped over him.
Yeah.
You're not going for former Trailblazers Pat Connaughton?
Pat Connaughton. How did he get in there? It's like that time Rudy got in. That was weird.
Yeah.
And then Rudy tore his jersey off, and he wore the jersey of some...
like Spanish player.
Yeah, some Spanish player who was for the Blazers, and everybody was like, who's that?
Jen, you had a good one. What are you going to watch this weekend?
I saw it a very long time ago, and I'm trying to figure out where to find it. I think it might be on Amazon, but I really want to watch 8 Men Out, the story about the Black Sox scandal.
Just get the bookends of the 100 years of
exactly,
scandal.
Yes. Well, yeah, and I remember watching it because John Cusack, and I remember seeing it a long, long time ago, but I want to look it up and see if I can find it somewhere. I think maybe on Amazon. But otherwise, I've been watching Big Mouth on Netflix.
Have you watched Big Mouth yet, Will?
I'm all caught up.
Yeah. It's pretty filthy. Yeah. I love it.
Big Mouth is fantastic. Like, if you haven't watched it, watch yourself some Big Mouth.
Yes.
I'm going to take the twins. We're going to go watch Dragons Love Taco performed live at the Oregon's Children Theater tonight.
Good call.
So, so that's what
I've seen
doing.
That thing advertised everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy that did the commercial for it was pretty spot on for it.
Was it you?
It was me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
We know how you got those tickets.
That's right how I got those tickets. I did some favors, if you know what I mean.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
What? I mean, I read.
Do we need to investigate
what kind of favors?
What kind of cheating was happening over on that side of the room?
Me and the dragons getting frisky. Had to make some tacos for the dragons.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean? Wait, that sounded filthy too.
Yeah, it did.
Jeez, I hope this isn't a filthy sort of play that we.
It's gonna be a filthy weekend.
Gross.
All right. Well, I think we're just about done.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
No.
What are you watching this weekend? You've already watched
The Outsider, bro.
The Outsiders?
Yeah, no, The Outsider.
Yeah, with Matt Dillon and...
You heard of it. It's a show on HBO right now. It's based on a Stephen King novel.
Yes, I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's effing scary.
Is it? Yeah. I'm going to go watch The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Super scary.
Pony Boy.
Stay gold, Pony Boy.
What is that?
What?
I've never seen
it. What? Oh, my God, he's too young.
Are you
He doesn't know.
What?
You've never seen The Outsiders?
No.
Or read the book?
No.
What? You need to watch The Outsiders.
It's back when Tom Cruise had crooked
Ducks,
teeth.
I will.
Oh, okay. I'll watch The Mighty Ducks if you watch.
Dude, he's.
I've seen The Mighty Ducks.
He's never watched The Mighty Ducks.
What? Yes, I have. Oh. I just don't remember it.
He's never watched
it. I watched it as a kid.
I mentioned Goldberg, and he's like, what's that?
When was the last time you watched Mighty Ducks?
Dude, that's as synonymous as like me being like, oh, did you watch basketball in the 90s? You're like, yeah. Oh, Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh,
what?
Who? Yeah.
No. I'm sure that I watched. I remember the ballerina figure skater move from like the Mighty Ducks 3.
It's like the second one.
Is it second one?
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is. It's Emilio Estevez and a team of, hockey players. What else do I need to know?
Okay, when did they first meet and how?
I don't know.
Is this the Bad News Bears?
I don't know. It is. It's the hockey version.
The hockey version of Bad News.
So you don't remember how the team meets Emilio Estevez?
No.
He drives his limo out onto the frozen lake.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
You seen this movie?
I didn't remember that.
Seen Outsiders.
Yeah.
Fan text line 55305. Better movie and more important to cinematic history, Mighty Ducks or The Outsiders?
Mighty Ducks.
Okay. All right.
If you're a hockey fan.
Oh, it's lighting up. It's all Mighty Ducks.
Which I am not.
Okay. What's fun?
It's one of those kids' movies.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we're done yet, but I'm done.
Yeah.
Thank you to Jen Ellis. We'll hopefully see you back next week.
Thank you, yes.
All right, at least I expect to. Will, always a pleasure. Everybody enjoy your week, and I hope everybody else has President's Day off. I certainly will, and I'm very happy about that. So. Enjoy it. Enjoy the long weekend. We're done. Bye-bye.
Bye.
When you're feeling...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.